In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sometimes the Scriptures, in fact, many times, in fact, it should be daily, the Scriptures touch our heart in a way that we don't really understand. It's just something very meaningful is read or is heard, and it touches us. And so it happened to me today in reading the daily readings. This is for now what is yesterday, would be Wednesday, since we just served Vespers for Thursday. The reading is very short in Matthew. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, cast out demons in thy name, and done many wonders in thy name? And then I will declare unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye who practice lawlessness. What frightening words these are. If you parse this carefully, you'll see it is not saying that saying, Lord, Lord, will not save you. But it will not save you if it is not combined with living according to what you're saying. These are frightening words. Because the Lord is saying, jumping ahead to the judgment, I don't know you. This is what will happen at the judgment for those who do not become like our Lord Jesus Christ. Like recognizes like. It happens in the animal kingdom. It happens in the Christian life. A deer recognizes another deer. A dog, another dog. They know that they are similar. A man recognizes another man. God recognizes himself in us. One of my, I guess, hobbies, if you want to call it that, has been to define salvation multitudes of ways. Because the Scriptures speaks about salvation often and in different ways. And all of these ways constitute what salvation is. You can't say salvation is a particular Bible verse because it is a tapestry of all the things that the Lord has said. And so, what is this one telling us? Many people will say, I've done miracles in thy name. And he'll say, I don't know you. So evidently, doing miracles does not save us. And by extension, anything in life that we do does not save us unless it is done with faith. So what is this faith? Faith is to live according to who God is. To yearn to be like He is. Because that is another definition of salvation, to become like God. And when we become like God, our Lord sees us and says, I know you. Because he looks inside and he sees that the image in which he has created us has been finally polished and turned into his likeness. Which means we have been perfected as far as we are able on the earth. And then he will complete the perfection in the next age. Of course, this completion will be an ever-completing completion. It will never be complete, but it will always be being completed. We will become more and more perfect. We know Him deeper and deeper. But the beginning of it is in this life. And to measure ourselves by Him. We're supposed to become like Him. This is Christianity. It is nothing else but to become like Jesus Christ. He became like us so that we could become like Him. Very simply. He changed our flesh so that it can become godly. It can become righteous. What a great lie the devil has foisted on so many people. That righteousness can come merely through confession of facts. Through understanding dogmas. Righteousness comes from living righteously. From God helping us, and from us striving to live righteously. And that's what this passage is saying. It's a frightening passage. Now, what is the one criterion that we must use to see whether or not when the Lord sees us, He will recognize us? That is, He will recognize Himself in us. Well, God is love. And God is light. And in whom there is no darkness at all. Those are our criteria. To love as God loves. And to be light as He is light. That is, to fulfill the first commandment and the second which is like it. This is the Christian life. Everything that we do must support these two commandments. And really, the first commandment. Because from the first commandment flows everything. We must judge ourselves by this criteria. Do we love as God loves? Any one of us who thinks we do, of course, is a liar. A fool. We must constantly evaluate ourselves by the love of God. That is why the sins of the mind that even do not get translated to the body, jealousy and anger and ambition and all these other things, even just our outlook on the world, which isn't even composed necessarily of discrete thoughts, but just a way of living. These things will keep us from the kingdom of God. We must become like Him so that when He sees us in the judgment, He will say, I know you, because He will see Himself in us. So these words are frightening, but also they are heartening. If you connect this reading with the epistle today, it is about Abraham and his faith being accounted as righteousness. It is a terrible tragedy that Romans is probably the most misunderstood and the most misused, certainly epistle, in all of Scripture. It has been used for many heresies, many misunderstandings, many false gospels. But look at what happened with Abraham. St. Paul, in his usual complicated way, speaks of how Abraham was told the promise. He would be father of many nations. And he says it in rather earthy and kind of strange language. He says that, where is it right here? And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. And therefore it was accounted to him for righteousness. Here we see the key to coming to the judgment and having the Lord say, I recognize you, I know you. Our faith is accounted as righteousness. But an important synergy, which is missing from the dogma of many people who read this passage, is that Abraham believed and then he acted. Sarah's womb was dead, right? She had gone through menopause. She was very old. Abraham had to believe and he had to choose to have intercourse with his wife in believing God's promise, or else there would have been no child. The child was not going to be manufactured out of air or fall down from heaven. He was going to come about through the union of Abraham and Sarah. So Abraham and Sarah had to believe God's promise and act according to it. And their faith was imputed to them as righteousness. They're acting on what God said and believing what He said. So it must be with us. Faith is always acting according to our belief. So anything that is done with faith is salvific and is good. Anything done without faith is not of benefit to us. So those people that said, Lord, Lord, we've done miracles. And why don't you know us? The reason he does not know us is because they did not do their things with faith. And don't think that it's always miracles. It's just living of our life has to be done with faith. Has to be done with the purpose of becoming like God. May God help us to be like this. Remember these passages. Have some fear. We don't do what the Lord tells us to do. And yet, somehow, even though we are like Abraham's and Sarah's, half dead, already almost dead, and yet our action will be suffused with God's grace, and in a way that we cannot understand, bring forth salvation, bring forth justification, that is, make us righteous. So may God help us to believe the promise of God and to act upon it. This is faith. Amen.